Herzlich willkommen, liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Welcome, dear viewers, dear listeners. We greet you to the 18th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. What is meant by this topic? What did Jesus of Nazareth talk about 2,000 years ago in the small circle of his followers? This is what we would like to bring home to you, dear viewers, dear listeners. The spiritual divine teachings into which he guided his apostles and disciples back then were revealed in our time by the Free Spirit, Christ through his prophetess and emissary, Gabriella. The great cosmic teachings help us to recognize that in our spiritual origin, we human beings are divine beings, and how each one of us who wants to can again grow closer to this true being. Today, Christ shows us the way to freedom once more, out of religious coercion, out of dogmas, out of stone churches and church hierarchies, toward God, the eternal intelligence, which dwells in each person. In a public series of schoolings, Gabriella, the emissary of the Free Spirit, explained the teachings of the Christ of God from her rich treasure of experience. Many people who had the opportunity to hear Gabriella's explanations wanted to read these valuable aids and explanations. This is why they were compiled into a 5-volume work, from which we read excerpts in this program series. Dear viewers, dear listeners, the great cosmic teachings are also a high goal for us who are privileged to present them to you. There is still a lot to learn, but the cosmic teachings and Gabriella's explanations inspire us, and we present them from this inner conviction. So we're not television professionals, and after the program, each of us will return to his or her occupation. We now continue with reading in Volume 2 of the explanations.
Christ speaks in his great cosmic teachings. In every question is the being, the answer for you. In every answer is the being, and perhaps, in turn, the question for you. In every conversation, the being is active. You experience it in you. The being is in every word. It speaks to you. In everything that you see and encounter is the being. It shows itself to you and speaks to you. Gabriella explained the following about this. Let us realize that in every question is, at the same time, the lawful answer. The question is energy. And in each human energy is the divine energy, the helper that is always present. When we open up the intelligence, our spiritual divine heritage, by putting order in our life, by recognizing the will of God and fulfilling it more and more, then we grow into selflessness, into the love for God, and into His wisdom. Wisdom is the intelligence of God, His deed.
Christus spricht weiter.
Christ continues, when you are in your innermost being, then your temple is pure, and you are in communication with the pure. You hear what others do not hear. You behold what others do not see. You know what others do not know. You recognize what others do not recognize. You sense what others do not sense. You smell and taste what others do not smell and taste. You perceive what others do not perceive, because you are the truth, the stillness of the temple, the selfless love, the law, God. Gabriella explains the substance of these high words from the Spirit of the Christ of God for us. Dear fellow people, if our divine consciousness has opened to the extent that it can feel and sense into all things, then our soul is largely filled with light, and the divine is active in us. Our consciousness expands through the actualization of the eternal laws. It radiates into infinity and also into the realms of the eternal being. No region in heaven is foreign to the divine consciousness. If we have opened it again, then it radiates and illuminates all regions of the All, the cosmos, because the All has again become active in the soul. The person has then returned home. He has found his way to God, the origin. The soul is pure once more and has become the crystal of life. And so, we must again become what we already are in our innermost being, purest substance, noble and fine, the divine law, the selfless love. Bit by bit, each of us must divest himself of these garments, that is, discard his human aspects, transform the garments, to then stand there in the garment of eternal life, of selfless love. And so, we are on earth to become divine again.
Christus spricht in seinem Lehrsatz.
Christ speaks in his axiom. Recognize every issue, every matter, every difficulty, every problem, every situation, every conversation. Yes, every word speaks itself. The being in the issue, in the matter, in the problem, in the difficulty, in every situation, in every deed and in every thought, speaks in turn the mighty self, the being. Gabriele explains what this means for us, for our life. Every problem, every difficulty has three aspects. Let us call these three aspects the three tongues. They are the conscious mind, the subconscious, and the spirit consciousness. The conscious mind is what we grasp with our mind at the moment. In the subconscious is what we have an inkling of, what still lies in us as human weaknesses, faults, and things that have not yet been cleared up and forgiven, which could thus be the cause for the difficulty or the problem.
Gabriele fährt in ihren Ausführungen fort.
Gabriella continued with her explanations. The third tongue is the tongue of truth. It is the eternal law in all things. It is the solution that lies in every difficulty, in every problem. If we accept the lawful solution and clear up our wrongdoings with Christ, then it is also resolved in our soul, that is, dissolved. And so, every difficulty and every problem speaks to us. With which tongue? We have to find that out for ourselves. We experience it in our thoughts. When a problem appears, then we ask ourselves, what are we thinking? What does it want to tell us? But if we pick the problem to pieces and blame our neighbor, then we have neither grasped nor solved the problem. We speak with the tongues of the conscious mind or the subconscious, And don't let the tongue of the truth speak, which is the solution in all things, the Spirit of God, through which everything is solved in the soul.
Die Erläuterungen von Gabriele.
Gabriela's explanations also give us many tips about how we can put the high teachings from the Spirit of God into practice, that is, apply them in our daily life. Gabriela explains further. This is why we should briefly examine everything that comes our way, every unpleasantness. What does the issue, the problem, the difficulty want to tell us? When we ask Christ, who is in all things, for help and support, then in time we will sense ever more often and more clearly what the lawful solution is. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. In every situation, in all that comes to us, we may call on God, the being, in all things, and then Christ, the being, the eternal law, will support and help us so that we can lawfully solve the problem, the matter, the difficulty.
Jegliche Situation gesetzmäßig zu lösen vermögen.
Gabriele gibt noch weitere Hinweise.
Gabriele gives us still more tips. We should make it our task to address ourselves again and again. Man, take yourself back. The solution in everything is Christ. When we become aware of this, then in time we will feel His closeness. Then we will also think about each word and place what we want to say in the law. Again, with a request, Christ, help and support us. Only in this way will we gain access to the inner kingdom, to our divine heritage. So even in this troubled time in which the world has a destructive and demoralizing effect on mankind and on nature, we will find the Spirit of God. We need Him. Without Him, nothing will function in the future, because the for or against, the either or, the decision for or against Christ is inevitable. Every day we are faced with a question, either or, for or against Christ.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, let us now let more words from the Christ of God in His axiom have their effect on us. The shell, the humanness, speaks itself. The power in the shell, the being, also speaks itself. It is the I am. The one who has become the being, the selfless self, is in communication with the peer. He sees with the eyes of truth. He clarifies, makes order, clears up, plans and speaks from the eternal being, the selfless self. Gabriela explains this. We have already heard quite often that everyone speaks himself. The pure beings speak the eternal law. The impure beings, the human beings, speak their impurities, their personal law, that which is impure and stored in their soul, in their brain, and in the stars of the law of cause and effect. The impure one is connected with his impure aspects, that is, he is in communication with his causes. The pure one is in communication with the eternal law. The impure one is without peace. He constantly seeks approval of his base self. The pure one is peaceful. He does not seek. He is in constant communication with his true self, the divine in him. We are on earth to become pure again, particularly in the present time. This is a desire of many. Many sense that this world no longer provides a hold for them, that they can no longer persist in this world. Many comprehend that only one can help. It is Christ, our Redeemer. He helps. He is coming ever closer to us.
Gabriele erklärt weiter.
Gabriele explains further. Let us put this to the test every day. Let us call on Him, Christ, in each situation and ask Him to help and support us. Christ is always with us. When we leave our house or apartment, Christ goes with us. No matter what we do, we affirm that He is with us, that He helps and supports us. Let us affirm this over and over again. When we feel and sense into our inner being by saying yes to Christ, who is the light of our soul and the law of infinity, then our days will become more light-filled and we will become freer day by day. We feel courage and strength so as to clear up the human aspects that the day points out to us, because we call on Christ, because we ask Him for support and help in every situation. Through this profound communication with the highest in us, we become more certain and more joyful. Joyfully and thankfully, we will then clear up the human aspects. In this way, we grow into our spiritual heritage more and more, into the life that brings us security, peace, joy, selfless love, and thankfulness.
In his axiom, the Christ of God presents more aspects. Let us allow his words to have their effect on us again. The base ego does not know the I am, but the I am knows the base ego, because the I am, the being, permeates all things. The pure one, who keeps the order of the temple, will endeavor to clarify every situation from the perspective of the law, to lead every conversation in a lawful way, to solve every issue, every matter, every problem, and every difficulty from the perspective of the law, God.
Dear fellow people, also regarding these words from Christ, Gabriele gives us several things to take along on our path. This could be a task for us. Let us become the pure one who keeps the order of the temple, who examines his thoughts more each day. As we have read, thoughts and words create forms. They bring about effects. Also the thought, which we think, perhaps imprudently and carelessly, is a sending potential, an action, as it were. The reaction is even bigger, because the potential of the feelings and sensations in our thoughts is part of them as well. If we consistently turn to Christ in every situation, that is, if we count on Him and use every moment for clearing up and turning back and changing our ways, then already within a few days we will sense how the stream of the positive power embraces us and carries us upward and forward. By consistently turning to Christ, we experience inner tranquility and stillness, and from this experience self-possession. Through this, we take a step back from our human ego and see it from a higher position. The effect is that we are able to resolve it more quickly and easily.
Christus spricht.
Christ speaks. If the human ego wants to resolve the issue, the matter, the difficulty, the problem, the situation, or the conversation with its base ego, then it either remains unresolved or it leads to chaos. Let us hear what Gabriela explains regarding this. When we look into this world, we recognize what the intellect has accomplished. The intellectual person wants to solve everything himself. The result is worldwide chaos. Therefore, let us turn back. If we resolve our personal chaos with Christ, then very gradually, we find our way to the I Am, to our divine heritage.
Christ speaks to us in His great cosmic teachings. Know that the being in all things is the speaking God. He speaks to you from the issue, from the matter, from the difficulty, from the problem, from the situation, from the deed, from every conversation. In her explanations about these words of Christ, Gabriele encourages us with the following words. Let us realize that God, our eternal Father in Christ, speaks to us unceasingly. Every movement of our body, every word, every thought could not be if it were not for the power of God. Let us wake up, let us live more consciously, and we will experience the nearness of God, the eternally speaking God, for the divine law is eternally flowing, eternally giving, and reveals itself eternally.
We continue reading in the axiom of the Christ of God. He says, everything is consciousness. The pure is consciousness, and the impure is consciousness. The pure speaks in the Holy of Holies, in you, to you, and at the same time, out of you. The impure speaks the impure. It speaks the burden. It speaks out of the disorder. It speaks the disorder, and so there can be, in turn, only disorder in the world. Gabriele explains about this. So we have disorder in the world, in our innermost being, in our heart, there is order. So let us immerse in the holy order, which is in us, and we will create order around us, in our families, in partnerships and marriages, at work, everywhere. Let us create order by no longer feuding with each other, by repenting and forgiving and understanding each other. Then there will be peace. The inner path, which leads to eternal life, to peace, goes from without to within.
Dear fellow people, the more we find our way into our inner being, into the realm of the eternal being which is in us, we sense the being, the heavens. Heaven, Our homeland cannot be described in words. If we were to imagine that the paths are made of gold, all the buildings are the finest porcelain or purest gemstones, and everything radiates mightier than all suns and stars together, then all that would be merely a reflection of our homeland. That is the splendor of our Father, and that is the splendor of our eternal homeland. And so, it's worth it to open up our inner homeland, so that after the death of our body, we can again be there in the eternal light. This is the goal of all of us. This is the path of all of us. Christ helps and supports us. Often the Lord says, "You are children of the fullness," or "You are children of a king." They are words, but we human beings can hardly comprehend what they signify in their depth. Nevertheless, let us all allow this to have its effect on us, for our soul lights up when it is touched by the light of the eternal homeland.
Surely these words have awakened in all of us the longing for our eternal homeland, and whoever wants to can let them continue to affect him, and can take along the tip to call on Christ in every situation, and to ask him for help and support. Dear viewers, dear listeners, in the second volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles who could understand them, with explanations by Gabriele, there are many wonderful teachings and tips, some of which we heard today. We warmly invite you to also join us again next time. We will continue learning how we can concretely strive for spiritual evolution and will thereby receive many interesting tips about ourselves and our lives on Earth, for example, about illusion and reality, about the terms that we shape, about the development of illnesses, or why each of us perceives tones, colors, situations differently, and much more. If you like, tune in. Until then, we wish you all the best, much strength, and a warm greetings in God.